USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A powerful Pacific storm is continuing to slam the West Coast, with parts of Southern California now under an extreme flash flood risk. The Weather Prediction Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding from Monterey to Los Angeles. The National Weather Service saying the event is going to produce heavy rain, strong winds, high surf, and heavy snow in high elevations over California for the next few days. U.S. gas prices jumped 6 cents this week to a national average of $3.24. Gas analyst Troby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey shares which U.S. cities had the lowest and highest gas prices.
Among the metro areas we surveyed on February 2, Cheyenne is a low at $2.52 for regular, and the highest Los Angeles area, $4.60. We have $3.01 in Minneapolis, $3.16 in Atlanta, $3.17 in Baltimore, and $4.56 in Honolulu.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As Texas continues to see a record number of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border, causing the state to put up razor wire and other border barriers, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joins Fox News to discuss.
We're deploying all of our resources that we have to support Texas. And remember, Democrats have been encouraging this president. They've been encouraging President Biden to come after our state's rights. They've been talking about federalizing our National Guard, which would be the first time in American history that we would have a president that would pay soldiers to stand down, to actually not protect America.
Jury deliberations are beginning Monday in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She is the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in Michigan in November of 2021. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After a deadly drone attack in Jordan killed three American service members last week, the United States fired retaliatory strikes targeting Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq and Syria on Friday, killing more than 30 people. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, joins Fox News Sunday to talk about the possibility of escalating tensions.
The president doesn't want to see a broader conflict in the Middle East, and we're not looking for a war with Iran, and I'll bet you the American people don't want that either. We're going to do what we have to do to hold them accountable.
Crime is raging in Washington, D.C., and there is another high-profile victim, a man who used to work in the Trump administration losing his life after being shot during a carjacking spree.
Mike Gill, a man who worked in the Trump administration, dies after being shot in the head 5 days ago during a carjacking in Washington, D.C. The suspect, killed in a shootout with police later that night. Gill was sitting in his car on K Street in downtown D.C. when the suspect got into his car and shot him. His wife, Christina, issuing a statement saying, "His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled." I'm Laura Winters.
Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive, so questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.